Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
What is heaven going to be like? I know we're going to bow on our knees and cry holy, but that's not the only thing we're going to do. We're going to do more than bow on our knees and cry holy. There's more to it. So to get a better understanding of heaven, I want to talk to you about three things real quick in closing. This is the best way that I can explain what heaven is going to be like. So let's talk about these three things. What is life during the millennial reign of Christ? What does the new Jerusalem look like? And what does the eternal state of man look like based upon that, the new heaven and the new earth? All right, so let's start with the life in the millennial reign. So this is the time that Christ is on the earth for 1,000 years. Satan has been bound. Anybody say amen to that? Satan has been bound for 1,000 years. And this is the image that ISO owns that we created in a computer image of what we believe is the most accurate a photo of the millennial temple that exists in the world, because all the other photos leave out a lot of parts. We've actually put everything in there. So I want to leave this there for a while, because I want you to kind of find some of these places when I talk about them. The first thing I want to show you, I wish I had a pointer tonight because I could point to some of this. This millennial temple has 72 guest rooms. You see that big temple? See that big white section right behind it? That's the guest rooms, all right? Oh, really? Man, you guys are so good. Let's see if this actually works with it. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Cameraman, follow me now. All right. So this right here is all the guest rooms. This right here are dining rooms. All right. These are all dining rooms. There's also dining rooms here and here and here. So this is all dining rooms. These are the guest rooms here. And right back here in the very back is a huge banquet hall. Right. A huge banquet hall where you can have banquets. Now, see this here? These tall buildings here. These are the buildings where the sons of Zadok live, all right? These are Levitical priests, or these are actually the quarters of the Levites here, but these are the sons of Zadok. These are the priests who wait on the holy things, and these are the priests who serve the people, all right? So back here, let's see, if you enter here, this is the south, this is the east, this is the north, and that is the west. So if you enter the south, you have to walk all the way through. You'll go down here. This is the lower pavement. That's the upper pavement. So you would walk through this door, come around here on the inside, that is, and walk up to here, and that is where Christ will meet you, right? There's a door right here, and he will be standing right at the foot of the altar, and that is where he meets the public, okay? So in this building here, where the sons of Zadok live, you can probably see those wedges right there. That is an amphitheater, right? Actually, it's here. It's here on this side. So if you can see, these seat 1,560 people, right? He has one on this side and one on this side. And this right here is the stage. So every night, there's performances. So you sit here, if you're a guest in one of these 72 guest rooms, here you're invited to a concert, or you're invited to, I don't know, dancing, all kinds of events. So on both sides, there could be performances going on either side, two different shows a night maybe, who knows. So this is a place of a lot of activity. Now, you can't see all of these. This is the holy kitchen here. This is where the Levites, we left the floor out of that so you could see it. But this is where the Levites eat. So there's holy kitchens on the corners, and this is where they cook the food, and some of them eat the food. There's also holy kitchens back here as well. And so what happens is all during the day and night, because there's no night, you got to remember, then the millennial reign of Christ, the light of the moon is like the light of the sun, okay? So there is no night anymore during the millennial reign. And so when you go here, there's food being served all the time. In all of these places, and all these places, and all these places. Now, this is the Eastern Gate here. Only Messiah can go in and out the Eastern Gate, no one else. So he's the only one that's allowed there. But right there in that little bitty corner there is a dining room where he will meet with King David and eat, according to the Bible. So he will meet him there, and that is where they will dine together, and David will be over the general territory of Jerusalem, all right? So even though he's the king of the world, David's over the general territory of Jerusalem. So here you have all these dining rooms. So imagine this. There's food, there's banquets going on all the time. And these are very small because most of them will seat about 20 people. And it's because he wants to visit with you. So when you're there, I think he's just going to walk around all the time. He needs no sleep. He's already in a glorified body. He never needs to sleep. So he's just walking around meeting his guests. So if you can think for a moment, now I haven't even talked to you about the millennial reign of the earth. That's just the home of Messiah. This is just the house that he lives in. There is something going on all the time. There is singing, there is laughter, there is joy, there is music, there is musicians, there are concerts. So many things are going on all the time just in the home of the Messiah. Well, outside of that here, you can see, you can see that little stream right here. So the throne room is inside here. This would be what we would call the Holy of Holies, the throne room. So there's a stream that flows out here. You can't see it on this picture. It flows out here by the Eastern Gate. And that's the scripture in Ezekiel that says it's an ankle deep, and then knee deep, and then waist deep. And it becomes a river that you have to swim in. So that river literally goes down into the valley of the Arabah and goes into the sea. And when it hits the sea becomes fresh. So this is we have to call this a supernatural river. We don't really have another name for it. So this supernatural river that flows underneath the throne of God, when it goes into the sea, it takes all of the salt out of the sea. You have to remember the sea has been really destroyed a lot during the 7 years of tribulation. So there's a restoration going on here as well. So the Bible says that we would get our salt from the marshlands, and that we will, that the oceans will all be fresh water. There will be no salt in the oceans, and all the marine life will just live in the fresh water there. So that comes from there, and it literally goes to the earth. Now in this picture you can't see, but going out of this and all of these sides are trees. And so there's gardens, lots of gardens all over the place. And we have lots of pictures of this. You can go to millennialtemple.tv or millennialreign.org. ISO owns those sites, and you can see all these pictures for free. So you can just blow them up and download them for free. So we give them away. They're not for sale. And so one of the things you'll see fruit trees all over the place. And the Bible says that those trees are, the leaves of those trees are for the healing of the nations. So this is what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to take the supernatural water, they're going to take the tea, and they're going to take the leaves and make tea and send those tea leaves around the world. And when people drink those tea leaves, it is going to reverse the broken genome, which is a medical term that means your DNA is infected. It is going to reverse that in your DNA, and your DNA is going to become perfected. And that is why people will start living to 700, 800, 900 years again. Because the only thing that's going on with our aging process is every time our DNA separates, it breaks down a little bit more. But this is going to heal the nations, and we're going to go back into longevity of life. So anyway, there's so much more I can say about that. The animals will no longer eat meat. They will all eat vegetation. Snakes will no longer be poisonous. It's never going to get dark. Best of all, Satan is going to be bound for 1,000 years. The earth is going to be restored. There will be neighborhoods. There will be governments. There will be kings and priests around the earth. There will be vacation spots. There will be all the things you love now will still be there then without the devil. If you want to go to Hawaii, it'll still be there. If you want to go, I mean, it's the earth that's been restored. You want to go to Alaska, it'll still be there. So you got to remember that the earth is going to be restored, but nothing's going to be lost. You're still going to have homes and neighborhoods and all those kind of things.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer.
or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed.
So if you go to the New Jerusalem, that is another area that it kind of tells us what life is going to be like in heaven, everyday life in heaven. So the New Jerusalem is a city. Everybody say a city. This is not heaven. This is a city that will become the capital city of heaven. So the New Jerusalem is coming down. There's so many things I could tell you about this. It looks kind of like a cube when it's coming down. And so the New Jerusalem, keep in mind, it's not heaven, it is a city. It takes John two chapters, Revelation 21 and 22, just to describe all of this. It looks like a sparkling diamond when it's coming down from the earth. It has 12 foundations, which some people put the foundations at the bottom. I put the foundations in the middle of the cube because I believe it's 12 stories. So in each story, I don't believe it's hollow on the inside. I believe there's 12 different levels that you go to, so that's where I actually put the foundation stones. So the foundation stones are under each level in my estimation. It looks kind of like an explosion of a jewelry store because of all the jewels that the Bible has explained or has explained to us. Now, each foundation is named after one of the 12 disciples. So in every foundation, there will be the name of a 12 disciple, and then you have gates. Every 500 miles, there is a gate, all right? So it's a gate. There's three gates on every side, every 500 miles, and the gates are named after the 12 tribes of Israel. So if you wanted to meet someone in the city, you might say something like, so keep in mind you have a 252 feet thick jasper wall that goes around the city to on the outer perimeter, and then every 500 miles you have a gate. So if you want to meet someone, you might say something like, let's meet a little bit later at the on the Andrew level at the Issachar gate, or you might say let's meet on the Matthew level at the Judah gate. So here would be the Judah gate, and the Judah gate might be on the Matthew level, so that would be a meeting place. Let's go to the Judah gate at the Matthew level, and let's meet there. But inside this city, there are mountains, there are rivers, there is a sea, there is all kinds of things. You have to remember that the city is 1,500 by 1,500 miles square, plus you have 12 foundations. So let's see what that looks like in practical terms. So if you were to put that city on the United States. Now you think about how big the largest cities you have ever seen in your life. If you put this city on the United States, that is what it would look like, exactly what it would look like. That's how much square footage it would cover just the United States. It would start at the Atlantic Ocean. It would go all the way to Denver, Colorado, and all the way down to the bottom of the U.S., right there at the tip of Florida. So you would see that would be the scale to the side of the city. 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles high. It's built on a perfect square because it is the Holy of Holies. So it's built on the same dimensions as the Holy of Holies as a perfect square. There's 6,000 miles long. If you go around the city, you would have to travel 6,000 miles to get all around the entire city. What's interesting about this is that if you wanted to take a car and just drive from the Judah gate, let's say that you want to drive from the Judah gate to the Issachar gate. Let's say you want to go from one side of the city to the other, and you're in a car. Obviously, there's buildings everywhere. There's roads everywhere. I don't know if there's an interstate, but let's say they have an interstate. Let's say that you could drive 50 miles an hour, okay? So there's no time, so you're not even worried about that anymore. It would take you 30 hours just to get from one gate to the next gate. It would take you 30 hours in a car, so almost two of our days, all right? If you wanted to go around the outer wall in the same vehicle, and you drove 24 hours a day and never stopped once, it would take you 5 days to drive around the outside of the city. Take you five of our Earth days. Let's say, okay, I don't have time for that. I want to take a jet. And I just want to go from level 1 to level 12, okay? So if I'm going to go from level 1 to level 12 in a supersonic jet going 300 miles per hour, it's going to take me 5 hours going 300 miles per hour just to get from the bottom level to the top level. Guys, we're not talking about heaven. We're talking about a city that is the city of God that is going to be the center of the universe in during this time. So we're talking about 3.3 billion cubic miles of space in heaven. So this is just the New Jerusalem. What does it have in it? It has a sea, it has libraries, a throne room, places to worship, a choir of 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, places to eat, places to buy clothes. There's going to be coronation days. There's going to be banquets, the marriage supper of the Lamb, rivers, trees, neighborhoods. I mean, over and over and over, there's so many things. If you've ever been to the largest mall in the United States, that is 5.6 million square feet of shopping. But heaven has 1,500 square miles of that. So keep going. Horses can fly. Animals can talk. Heaven is filled with music, filled with concerts, literally every kind of dance you can imagine. And it just goes on and on and on. Here's the other thing about heaven. Heaven doesn't have seasons. It doesn't have days and nights. It doesn't have months and years. Heaven is like looking at a Thomas Kincaid painting all at one time. Have you ever noticed those Thomas Kincaid paintings? He doesn't show you what a place could actually look like. He shows you all of these seasons combined at one time. So heaven is going to be filled with a place where spring never fades, night never comes, disappointment is never known, sorrow and sadness never endears the eye. So Adam and Eve are going to be there. Elijah's going to be there, Abraham, Moses, King David, all your loved ones. The most important thing is that Jesus is going to be there, and he is going to welcome you into heaven. And the beautiful part about that, yeah, there you go. The beautiful part about that is that heaven is going to be filled with one reunion after another. Meeting people, meeting all your heroes, meeting all these people you've read about in history, meeting all your Bible heroes, meeting all your family that's waiting on the other side is absolutely amazing. The Bible says that John saw the city coming down. Why is it coming down? Because eternity is everywhere. Where is heaven? The Bible says at the end of the book of Revelation that all things are made new. He said that he's making a new heaven and a new earth, and that means a new universe. Why is he making it all new? Because that is heaven. Heaven is not just a city. There will be no sun. The city comes down in the middle of the atmosphere, and that's where we go, in and out of the city. Well, where else do you go? Where do you go when you leave the city? Wherever you want to go. Go to Saturn. Let's say, where are you guys living now? Well, we're living on Jupiter. Where are you guys? Oh, we've moved to the Milky Way. That's why you haven't seen us in a while. Well, you know what? Next time you think about me, just think about me and you'll be here. We haven't visited in a while. Yeah, you know what? I heard of somebody else. They're out in one of the far-reaching constellations of outer space. Let's see if they want to join us. And without a telephone or a cell phone, you just think of them, and I believe you'll be there. I believe that's how angels work. I believe that's how it will work. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the things the Father has prepared for them.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.